Yo.
Uh-huh.
Check.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listeners from all around the world.
Yeah.
All around the world.
We are back at it again. The Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
Guys. The niggas. The homies.
Yeah. The gang. Now.
Quick, rip a fart. Lions,
yeah, man. Episode 108. I'm Sean Solo. Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
Yeah. It's the guys.
The homies. What's up, guys? What's how y'all feeling?
I'm chilling, man. You know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you on mute, Dre?
Oh yeah.
I can't.
Nah, everything's good. You know, weekend was pretty fast. Pretty fast, man.
It did go fast. I ain't gonna lie. It did go fast.
Blinked and like it was done already. It's already Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, blink 108. No.
Yo, that's a project over where I'm from. So.
All the small things.
She left me roses by the stairs. Oh man. I just got off of work. Like, my head hurts, my feet hurt, all that, man. Like,
word.
My body hurts. I'm old.
It's like, I just had to open and close my store, you know, just from I opened the store, you know, I was the only manager there. I had to close it. It's like, yo, y'all need to pay me more. Like,
well, what time you open?
10. And close at 7, so it's a short day, but short lunch, whatever. Anyway.
Bro, you lucky I ain't have a lunch.
What you mean you didn't have a lunch, man? That's illegal, son.
He ain't in the same state as us, bro.
I was hungry.
Yeah, nah, what do you mean, got the son?
Same. You don't got the same laws as us, you know?
Son, it's one thing you don't play with. A black man's money and his lunch break.
Listen. I guess I'm getting paid the straight 8 hours, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, man. Like, I be doing that shit sometimes, just begging to hit overtime. Like, please, I could use that extra half hour, 45 minutes of time and a half. You know what I mean? It's like $30. Come on, I need that.
Exactly. Let's
get some overtime by accident. Can you just, you know, I wake up one day and just 60 hours of overtime. Like, imagine.
Damn.
Imagine, what would y'all do? Y'all woke up, right? You checked your account. And the job accidentally gave y'all 60 hours OT, son.
I'm first of all,
that's back pay.
First of all, I'm a treasurer.
Nigga, what?
I'm pulling that money out and putting it to a different bank. But it won't be like, oh well, we're gonna need that money back. What money?
What money? No, nah, I'll tell them exactly like I said. This is back pay. Y'all niggas owe me this. This is 3 years worth. And I appreciate it. And I'm about to give it right back to y'all. I'm taking some home. I'm taking some shit home.
What? I'm leaving here with something.
every something, nigga. Every something.
Hell yeah. Nah, that shit go in my account. I'm taking the PTO the next day, son. I ain't coming. Yeah, I ain't coming in, bro. Like, yo, hey, did we send like $20,000 to your account? I'm like, nah, not to my knowledge.
No, the fuck you ain't. No, the fuck you didn't.
I think you should.
I mean, you want to check my account? It's negative $30. Now, obviously, you didn't send it. It's an overdraft right now, so of course you didn't send it.
Actually, can I get an advance?
Yeah. What's that shit? Oh, the Chime app. Let me get my Chime app. Nah, man. Everybody else good this weekend? Everything was,
Yeah, man. I work weekend, so I'm looking forward to Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow because I'm off. I know what it means. Yeah, I work weekends too. I didn't work yesterday, but I'm going to be working weekends, and it sucks. But so, we here, though. We here. We outside.
You know? We outside, son. Oh, yeah. All right, so before we get into our episode, man, just want to make sure everybody like, share, subscribe, follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We in the 21st century with that.
Well, before they ban it, like let's just
before they ban it.
I mean. Like, how is that not a thing? Like, I thought they already banned it. They already, like, voted on it or whatever, right? So it's like, what else they got to do?
But they got to pass it through Congress. I think they passed it through the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm. And then, they because the guy, he got his finger on the red button like this. He's like, yo, listen. You want me to do it?
I will fuck everybody's paycheck. You see this? Yeah. I will fuck everybody's paycheck right now. Okay.
My girl left me and she got her TikTok, son. I'm ready, son.
Yo,
I'm sick of every motherfucking dance.
I will press it. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I will press it.
And they're like, hold on. Hold on, Fred. Okay. Let's talk it out. Let's strain it out, learn everything's out, okay? And then we'll figure out what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
They got the finger on the trigger, man. They ready.
Nah, that shit not going to be banned, bro.
Probably not.
You know what I mean? Influencers going to be, a lot of influencers are going to be losing their fucking minds, son.
They're going to sue the country.
So how am I supposed to pay for this Lambo? It's like, it sounds like you got to get a 9-to-5, buddy.
Damn.
Do you have any transferable skills? I learned dances really quickly.
Well, I mean, I do a good Miles Morales.
Yeah. I make skits.
I make edits. for the minds them.
I do dances.
He's like, watch this, and then you cut the video, and then you cut the video, and then. You... All right, now watch that. I can do that.
They sitting there. They just okay. Yeah. Press that button, man. Press that button right now. I was talking about we start with the playlist, right?
You know what? We could lead off with that, man. Like, all right, so Sean proposed what would you throw on a playlist to just get you through the day? Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess we could just, go song for song and just rotate, for whatever reason, like if I need some energy, if I need some, to get up and really like move. Num Num Juice by Schoolboy Q.
Oh, num num juice. Okay.
Yeah. $2 coupe hopping out like Jack in the Box. Nigga, I'm going to shoot. It's the $30 that I got. Nigga, time's up. Got my coins up, my bars up. So we find them. We going to slide them, rewind them. Yeah, what? That shit crazy. Yeah.
Nice. When I heard num num juice, I'm like, whoa, hold on. I'm like, okay. All right. Schoolboy Q. Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I still don't know what num num juice is. Like,
it's kind of scared me for a bit over there, you know.
Yeah. Thought I was gonna say some Peppa Pig show. I need it to get me through the day.
No judgment. You know what I mean?
Hey, no judgment over here, bro.
It's all good, man.
This is a safe podcast, okay?
Is it? we been living off of ridicule, nigga. We the only
niggas that ridicule. It's nigga. Safely dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good. Schoolboy Q, nah, that's dope. That's dope.
I would say, All Right by Freeway.
Oh,
yeah, classic, on, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Baby, don't you cry. Oh, right. No, that yo. As soon as that song turned on, I'm like, oh, it's a wrap. I'm ready today. I'm ready.
Nice. Okay.
So that's a good motivation. Like that pumps me up. That definitely gets me through the day.
Right. It's a few, but if I had to really pick one,
now we're gonna go around a couple times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So just spit them out.
Got a few clips, yeah.
Definitely Drake Headlines.
Okay. Yeah, yo, my homie is a big Drake fan, but he hate that song, and I don't know why, because I'm not that big of a Drake fan anymore, and I still fuck with that song like heavy. Like,
that song is lit. That and Trophies.
Oh, Trophies, yeah. Trophies is that shit.
Yeah.
I think that was peak Drake.
So that's when Drake was like, he just in his bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you listen to those songs?
Yeah. He was spitting, like,
Word.
Not too much pop Drake, but he was spitting.
He's spitting, man. Just like, yo, yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the shit, man. I'm at the job, like, yeah, fuck that, you know?
He wrote that in the rave. Like,
yeah.
What else you got, Drake?
I mean, shit. Let's go What's Happening by Method Man and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, okay.
That shit. Okay. Still.
Okay.
It's good to see God. Okay, we riding high. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Shit, bro.
Okay. Now listen, I'm a thug, okay? I'm a thug by day, but at nighttime, sometimes I'll be wanting to, you know, relax. Sometimes I want to run a bubble bath. Sometimes, you know.
Still thug shit though.
Nigga, you got a tone?
No funny shit though. Jill Scott Golden though. That's my shit though.
I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car.
Listen, be uplifting me, son.
Yeah,
I ain't going for it. By the end of the day, though,
I ain't going for it. That shit, like, I'm not like, if it comes on, I'm not gonna not sing the song, you know. Right. I'm not gonna not dance.
It's a vibe. It's all good, man.
It's word.
It's a vibe. Candle lit. You know what I mean? Hey,
glass of wine. Oh man, what you got, Sean?
damn. let's see. I definitely got some 50 Cent in there.
You know? Okay.
Some Wangsta, you know.
You might as well throw the whole album in there, bro.
Yeah, the whole Get Rich or Die Trying album.
That shit was an error. That shit.
It's like
throw the whole album in there. Like, shit. Fuck it.
If I had to pick a specific song off that album, it would be Not Like Me.
Oh,
like, that's a good one.
That'll be the only
LAPD, NYPD, LAPD. Yo, what was that, like 2002? What?
Like, oh,
2003,
I think.
Damn.
Yeah, because Dre dropped The Chronic 2001, and that was before he started.
Oh, right, 50. Right. Yeah.
Because okay, 50 okay. wasn't 50 would have been somewhere on there had he been. So, yeah, it got to be 02, 03, something like that. That's crazy to think about.
Damn.
We got 50 the same time that we got fucking the Jay-Z and Nas beef.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The New York Civil War. Shit.
Yeesh. That was some real beef. Like,
to all the 21-year-olds, back
day, back in our day.
You know, it was these two rappers called Jay-Z and Nas.
Hey, man, Nas just dropped something 3 days ago. What you mean?
Oh, wait,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
What's his name?
DJ Premier.
Oh, like, my God. Yes.
Son, you're right. This is Nas is like all over again. It sounds almost just like Nas is like, it's crazy. Like, it took him so long to just like start hitting with production, like find a hit boy, and now going back to Premier, and he's doing a whole project with Premier. Premier doing the beats, he rapping.
I need that album.
Yeah, and it's like the 30th anniversary of Illmatic. Crazy.
Man,
huge Nas fan. That's kind of like. All right, bro. Like, you celebrate this shit every year. Listen. I remember the 15 year. I remember the. I think they did the 20th year. Definitely, yeah, 20. I remember 25. Mm-hmm. So it's like every 5 years you get this shit, except for the first 5 years. You know, you got the 10th anniversary, and then you got everything after that. So it's
Yeah.
But listen, shout out to 30. It's a long time for that album. I think every album, ages eventually.
Yeah.
But, because it's crazy. That's not even my favorite Nas album. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But
listen, I will set up my Spotify for that album. Okay.
Right. So you get the student discount for the 5-5,
Word.
Go to one of them college kids like, give me your shit. put your password inside here, man.
Shit.
All right, my next shit would probably be fucking Money Trees by Kendrick and J-Rock.
Okay.
One is one of J-Rock's best verses, even though I really actually fuck with J-Rock, but aside from that, it's just rocks. The song don't get old.
Gotcha.
Just that's a cooling ass, relaxing ass track out of an album that's just going everywhere. you know.
Gotcha.
You can't never go wrong with Kendrick, man. Kendrick just puts you in a different mood, like every other mood. You know what I'm saying? Like a happy mood, you got Kendrick. You trying to think some deep shit, you got Kendrick. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Every song he makes is like a movie, like movie type shit.
Yeah. Every time. Almost. Like, yo, it worked.
You know, pursuing a chick, you got Kendrick. Poetic justice.
You want to piss off J. Cole, Kendrick? Piss off Drake.
Piss off hip hop in general, like
piss off Lupe Fiasco.
Right.
Oh man,
you saw that video?
Yo, what did I say last episode? I said it last episode.
Yep.
Lupe will spit at anybody, and then he quotes me like 2 days later. It's like, all right, this is just a known fact. Like, I'm not taking credit. I'm not fucking, you know, some kind of soothsayer and shit. I'm just, this is known fact. Like the whole Royce the 5'9" shit. He responded that day on a fucking live, you know, freestyling, and I. Personally, at the time, I definitely picked Royce, and I definitely like Royce's shit better. But delivery-wise and what niggas respected more, because he just spit the shit. It's fucking Lupe. But
yeah, I think like flow-wise, on a complexity lyrical level, it was definitely Royce. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like if you more
bars
like
wise,
yeah,
like
bars wise, yeah. Like if you like that complex shit, you know, like then yeah.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
But the people spoke. People spoke. I can disagree with the people. You lose.
Oh man.
Speaking of Lupe, Paris Tokyo.
Oh yeah,
that's a dope ass song. I can listen to that song anytime, any day.
That nigga channeled his inner fucking Slick Rick.
Hell yeah,
that shit was a cool ass track. That's a fire ass album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite Lupe album.
It's just like something like you even taking a road trip or you just on the plane, just like coasting. It's just like London, Paris, Tokyo,
New Orleans, Philadelphia, Chicago.
Like, man, I'm about to fucking blunt right now. It's like,
where's my lighter?
Yeah. Just go on this fantastic voyage. Fuck work, man. Nah, that's cool, man. I got definitely some like some Souls of Mischief, 93 to Infinity.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely playing in the morning. Yeah.
That's what's up.
It's a classic, classic, classic.
I love that song, man.
All right. I say let's switch it up real quick.
Okay.
You can only name songs that you think we haven't heard before.
Okay.
Songs we haven't heard before?
Are you listening to any new shit? Any obscure shit? Any?
Not right now, nah.
I've been listening to Project Pat.
You've been listening to some Project Pat. What track, nigga? What, like, yo, perfect.
Yeah, Cheese and Dope.
Cheese and dope. I'm definitely about to pop that shit up.
Cheese and Dope, son.
You said Keys and Dope?
No, Cheese, like.
Oh, Cheese and Dope. I got you.
Cheese and Dope, son. That whole album is fire, though. Like, the, I think it's called, like, Mr. Don't Play. Something like that. Yo,
that's fire.
You listen to that song? The beat is crazy, son. Like, it sounds like some super villain shit.
Old school South movies. Past Detroit.
Oh, that's man. Detroit. What? Yeah.
What you got, Ant? I already know which one I'm about to say.
I'm not really listening to anything right now. You could go.
Yeah. Gunplay, Bible on the Dash.
Oh wow, some gunplay.
What? I don't listen to Gunplay ever. Like aside from that song, I don't even know if I attempted to.
Mm-hmm. It was on the shuffle.
Seriously, I don't know if I ever attempted to listen to another Gunplay song. I don't know why, because Bible on the Dash been my shit for like years.
Mm.
Like that shit right there.
Wow. No, yo, okay. Yo, okay.
We should definitely make a we're gonna make a playlist of all of these shits.
Yeah. And you know, anybody, you know, and that's listening, that's watching, you know, if you got a playlist, wanna share, you know. Swing it, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta tap into this playlist and add your shit into it. Let us know, man.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah. And it could be anything. It could be some Afro beats. It could be some punk rock. It could be some country.
Mm-hmm.
But not Taylor Swift, though. Yeah,
No T-Sizzle.
Not no Taylor Swift.
You seen that meme where... but... When Taylor Swift album drop, everybody sleep.
Oh, man. Snoring too, like
yeah. Future with his thing. It was an album come. I forgot the name of that album, but
I Never Liked You or something like that.
Yeah, where he like sleep, he like slump.
Yeah. Shit. Nah, no Taylor Swift, man.
No.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. Good.
Yeah. Well, everybody else is, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're a welcoming group. Safe space.
You know what? I do have a suggestion for y'all. This is going to be very different. But the entire Ocean's 12 soundtrack.
Mm.
That soundtrack, and I don't even look like I don't listen to soundtracks like that. But like, you know, like way back in the day, every movie had a soundtrack, and it was
every movie still does have a soundtrack, just nobody gives a fuck about them.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
People used to buy them shit.
Yeah. But listen to that whole soundtrack, Ocean's 12. Shit is fire.
Yeah. the dude that I recorded my album with, the engineer, he recorded the Rush Hour soundtrack.
What?
Nice.
That's what's up.
Word.
Damn.
Did you hear?
He got a couple of accolades and shit.
Okay.
You know, I'm not bragging about him like that because I just don't think I'm working with him again, but you know.
That's tough though, man.
Like, yo, it's a dope friend to have, dope dude to meet, you know.
Heavy flex.
What's up?
Shit.
Talking Rush Hour, bro.
That's
classic, bro.
Word. Shoot, are they making Rush Hour 4? Like, come on, man. What are we talking about?
Boy, Dre, you got the inside scoop, dude. Yo, what about that Rush Hour 4, man?
That was like 25 years ago. He ain't even got the inside scoop no more.
A 2024 Hot Division Love for me? That's gonna be crazy, son.
Yeah. Man. Hilarious. Oh man. But yeah, what we got next? Yo. like that. So bring it into the next topic. I guess we could just like speed through it real quick though. Has everything like just been seeming kind of mid? Like you talk about soundtracks, they tried to do it with Creed. They definitely did do it with Black Panther, but it's like people not excited about shit as much anymore. You know, like as it used to. Like, remember how crazy people went for motherfucking Tickle Me Elmo? Like,
word.
Like you could get people to care about anything before. Now people just don't give a fuck about shit. Tickle Me.
Nobody cared. Like you said, like everybody used to rush home. Oh, you saw the new Jay-Z video? Like you saw the new Busta video? Like. You heard the Rush Hour soundtrack? Like we was just talking about, like nobody cares no more.
Yo, it's I think it's because the music is too on demand. You know what I'm saying? Like back in our time.
Back in our day.
Oh, he used the phrase.
I'm sorry. Back in our time, you 21-year-olds. Again
when you say that.
You know, back in 99. it's just like you know, like a new music video come out. They had shows, they have platforms to premiere the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Along with the soundtrack, you know, you get your physical copy. Yep. And you know, it's just a simpler time. But now it's just like there's so much shit that drops that
at one time,
a lot of things get overlooked.
All right.
Yeah. You know? And everything, like, and it's so much more music. Like, I feel like now labels aren't as selective because they just pick whoever got some kind of following, and most of the people like build the following themselves. So yeah. It's like, just in general, it's just if you wanted to hear a New York rapper, then you know, there's 100,000 that you could listen to. Because, you know, 20 years ago when they was growing up, they was listening to shit. And here they are, this 20-year-old. Now it's, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it's like, mid.
It's so mid. It's mid. Like, yo, I feel like a lot of rappers that are, you know, even top tier, a lot of these diss records and shit like that, a lot of them just so mid. And it's like fucking, I don't know what it is. Like, yo, I was talking to my homie and it's like, is my standards too high? Like, are my standards too high? Do I like, am I too used to, you know, am I spoiled? Because I grew up when we grew up, there was Busta Rhymes, there was Jay-Z, there was Nas, there was, you know, Eminem, like everybody, there was DMX, all of these different type of energies coexisted and everybody was so individual, you know,
and they all was dropping on the same year.
Yeah,
like,
and they were still doing numbers, like,
yeah,
it's
I think the art itself from the music and the movies and stuff is just gone. Like everything is automated, everything is like based off of AI, everything is based off of being viral and shit, like clicks and views and all that, clout,
the algorithms,
like the art itself from these things is not even there no more. Like they think about the art last, and then they think about, all right, will this get clicks or views or whatever? Then they gonna fuck with it. But if it don't, then nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. Then, like I said, a lot of substance is just all the same. It's, you know, drugs. I'm fucking your chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Guns. I'm stacking it up.
Yeah, you know,
money, drugs, guns.
I'm a fuck boy, and you know,
smoking on a dead homie.
ski and all that shit. You know?
That's a way to sum up an entire genre. An entire lane. Sum it up in one word. Ski.
How you spell that?
Oh, like that is the genre. What? They spell it. I don't know how to spell it, but there's a correct and incorrect spelling for ski. Like, I don't even want to try because I'm gonna butcher this shit and look stupid because I don't know how to spell ski.
like, oh, I forgot an extra E. Oh man.
Oh, damn.
You fucked it up.
You think I'm dumb.
It's like seven E's.
This nigga spelled ski yay.
Oh man. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Is this only with hip hop music, or what do you think, like, with other genres?
It's with everything.
I feel like it's a lot of everything, but at the same time, I'll be finding other shit outside of hip hop and shit, but it's like, is it just because I'm new to this other type of music and this is the first thing that I'm hearing of that type, or is it because this shit is actually just that fucking fire? Like, there's a future soul group I listen to called Hiatus Coyote.
Damn, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I probably played a song for you before or something. But, like, they shit ridiculous. They got an album called Move Valiant that dropped maybe, like, 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that shit's ridiculous, you know? That shit, like, just where it goes. And it sounds like some R&B, just fancy R&B, technical R&B, you know? Like math rock. You ever listen to math rock?
Math rock?
Yeah, math rock. Basically, it's rock music, but they fucking with a lot of different time signatures. It's really fucking, like, in order to go up, like, they doing some crazy shit on guitar and type shit, you know, like, doing some fun, like, ridiculous shit. There's a band called Covet, band called Polyphia, you know.
I stopped listening to rock for a while. Like, I need to get back on it, especially, like, way back in our day.
Yeah, like, I'm late to the game. I didn't grow up on none of the classics.
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park was my shit. That's our shit. When I talk about classics, I'm talking about, like, Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi Journey and whatever, like, all of those, like, Led Zeppelin, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, like, I ain't fuck with none of that shit. Like, my mother was like, I developed a hatred for fucking Elvis. My mother was so much about, like, fuck all of that white shit.
It's like, okay, I think we're in the same kind of boat where it's like, obviously we grew up in a black household, so it's more like James Brown, Stevie Wonder,
Luther,
Mike,
Anita Baker,
Prince, you know. And then every now and then, you know, as a kid, you know, you'd have like a white rock song that slipped through the cracks, and then you might hear it on TV or you might hear it in a movie.
Shoot, Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates was black. Yeah. Like, they made black music. They wasn't black. You can look at them and see. No, you might not even have black friends.
To the Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees. That's crazy. The Doobie Brothers, or at least Michael McDonald.
Yeah. What's the dude? If you wonder where I've been.
That dude, right. Yeah. Rest in peace. Damn.
Rest in peace.
That dude.
So I forgot his name. I think Michael
McDonald.
Nah,
no, Mike, no, that's that guy's different. I don't even know who that is.
That dude's still alive. Yeah.
I still think of fucking Will Smith. Mm-hmm. You hungry, bro? My cat's hungry.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, it's like right. It's like I didn't really grow up like listening to the Beatles and like the Rolling Stones and all that. Like maybe like to like when I got to like high school, you know, you know, you start to experiment, listen to other, you know, more like rock shit. And
Shit, I didn't really listen to the Beatles until like actually giving them a listen, like. Maybe 5 years ago, maybe more like three, because it wasn't until I started working at Guitar Center and I had a conversation with somebody, and they told me about some Beatles shit that wasn't one of the, you know, everybody loves it, you know, world renowned hits that they were talking about, and you know, and it actually sounded like some James Brown shit. Taxman. You're talking about the tax man come taking your money. I can relate to that. You know, but it's like even back then, like I guess like music, music was going so many different places, and it has gone so many different places, and it feels like. Ever since like the streaming era, I don't know if like people, I don't know if people running out of ideas or if, you know, like,
yeah, they are, they
or care. If you know, people scared to be individuals, if like
people running out of ideas,
yeah, and it's hard, it's a little harder to be different when everybody else is trying to be different, you know what I mean.
Right, you remember when everybody started dyeing their hair pink? Like maybe like five, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, like everybody, Lil Pump was out, and that was when the mumble rap was at its highest or whatever.
Wayne's Children,
the Wayne Heads.
It was a show back in the day, kids, called Wayne Head.
Damon Wayans.
You know what I'm talking about?
Damon Wayans. He's actually the brother to the Wayans brothers, maybe. Yeah. The Wayans brothers had a show back in the day.
Look it up.
But damn, like everything's fucking mid. What TV shows, what black TV shows is kicking right now? Because Insecure is off, Atlanta's off, fucking everything is like
Abbott. I heard Abbott Elementary.
You know what? Scratch that. And that makes it more important. We have to wrap Abbott Elementary in bubble wrap because that is an awesome show. Thank you. Thank you. Because that shit ain't mid. That shit is phenomenal.
I gotta look into that.
Abbott Elementary, watch it from the beginning. Binge that shit. It's hilarious.
Gotcha. All right.
And plus, you seen Quinta Brunson go up from, you know?
Yeah. He got money. Yeah, he got came a long way. Yeah. But yeah, I think because of the amazing music and shows that we had back in the day, and they set such a high standard that now, everything's just mid.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I blame social media.
So there's got to be hope. What's the dopest new shit you could think of? Like, I don't know. I'll say fucking. As far as a dope new comedian, Ali Sadiq, if y'all ever watched him.
Yeah, Ali Sadiq is
that nigga's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. As far as comedians, like
anything, dope, anything, something that you're enjoying right now.
I'm not gonna...
Is it from 99?
You said anything, right?
Yeah.
Yo, them Koreans is taking over Netflix, man. Anything they put out,
it's fire, right?
Fire. Yeah.
I've been watching a little Physical 100, you know.
I'm slacking.
Of course, you got Squid Game, but I started Alice in Borderland, you know.
Oh, yo, that's a good show. That's a good show.
Fire, bro. Fire.
What's the one? We're All Dead.
Yeah. With the zombie shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, I wanted to start that.
There's a show called Young Siang Creature. I forgot how to pronounce it.
Oh yeah, Young.
I think I
something saw that wrong.
Something. Let me look it up real quick. I'm butchering the shit out of that name. I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah, Gyeong Seong Creature. Yeah, that's how you say it.
Oh, like, man, he got it right by accident.
That show is just like about some like creature they trying to create from a World War I, I guess, like a biological creature they trying to have on in their back pocket for the next war. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Word.
It's fire.
It's not pretty good. What's it called again?
I don't know why I get it. Like, when you say it, I hear VR Troopers.
Yo, I'm gonna put the subtitles up when I say it.
Oh man,
yeah.
But nah, that's some fire on Netflix if y'all want to check it out. I ain't gonna say it again, but oh, man. Like, nostalgic is racist.
Oh man, they're gonna put that shit on TikTok. Then you gotta put out the fucking diss track.
Man. Oh shit, right?
First off, fuck your page and the shit you claim.
Oh man.
Shit, man.
Unceles when we ride, when we cook the game. You know what I'm saying?
Always ride.
Start off with, that's why I fucked your bitch.
Oh man. Is there anything else that we want to cover as far as mid? Everything is just mid right now.
I think eventually we'll escape out of the metaverse.
That's the name of this. The name of this episode.
The metaverse.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the movies to the music.
I feel like the best thing out right now is the comment section of the internet.
Now that's some art right there.
That's like, yo.
Because the way the type of shit that people come up with in the comment section,
just putting the wrong people together. They just do it. But
This is one page. I'll make it quick. Like, this is one page. He's a barber, so you know he cut people hair, do the videos, little transition videos or whatever. Yo, every video he puts, like, the comment section be like roasting the fuck up the customers.
Why?
He was like, yo, like, there was this one dude, he got, you know, he had a haircut, you know, decent. Somebody in the conversation like, this nigga look like a positive influence.
Wow.
This nigga look like he get good grades.
Yeah. Wow. Nigga, having a good day, ass nigga.
Look at you with all that joy.
Yeah. Straight A's, ass motherfucker.
Nigga think life is sweet.
Yo. Fucking credit score as high as a motherfucker too. Shit.
That's what I'm saying. He was looking at the page with you, man.
Hell no. Yeah.
Like, good credit score having ass nigga.
Donate food ass bitch.
This nigga looked like if excuse me was a person.
His middle name is Pardon Me.
This nigga look like when he pick his donuts, he does this. You ever see a nigga do that? Hey, like,
yo, I'm gonna send y'all a link to this fucking to this Twitter thread that's very, very much related to this shit. But
yo, I think that needs to be a segment. Like looking at, yeah.
The comment section.
I already thought about it. Well, next episode, maybe next episode. We can do every episode. Make it quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody got some fuck shit?
And close. I unlocked the doors. And then I locked the doors. They need to be paying me more.
I feel you.
That's awesome.
Sean, you got fuck shit?
Yeah, like, it was a story that I'll save it for the fuck shit episode. All I'm going to say is, like, listen, man. When you get to the front of the line, right? Any establishment, whether it's food, Family Dollar, wherever, son, don't wait until you get to the front of the line and now you're trying to get the money out.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh.
Like, all right, your total will be $30. Like, I think I got the money.
My bad, y'all take Apple Pay.
My dude got 40 singles.
Yeah. Is somebody here that I could PayPal? Can I PayPal you some money and you just pay for my shit?
You got that one dude in the back? Come on, nigga! You gotta be ready for work!
You forgot the pickle.
Yo, let's wrap this shit. I want to thank everybody for kicking it with us, man. This is episode 108, right? Blink, the Midiverse.
Blink 108.
And just want to thank everybody just sitting there kicking it, watching it, you know, watching us act a fool, man. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
All right, man. We'll see y'all next week, man.
We out, baby.